Welcome to another episode of
Potty Mouth Poopcast.
We are your hosts, Carla Serrato and
Sarah Sophia Serrato.
Today we are talking about World Toilet Day, brought to you by the World Toilet Organization. See World Toilet Day episode, what was it?
November last year.
What's the episode?
It is from season 2, episode number 19, because World Toilet Day is November 19th. See what we did there? Yeah, so it's called World Toilet Day - It's a Real Thing.
So go listen to that one, because we're not going to go too much into depth about what that organization is and what they do, but it's pretty self-explanatory. You can guess what they do. They advocate for getting toilets to people around the world, basically, because most people, globally speaking, do not have access to working toilets
and sanitary conditions, facilities,
yeah. And that brings on a slew of dangerous and unhealthy conditions. So it does fall into like a health crisis type of situation. Mm-hmm. And what this wonderful organization does is, it brings attention to that. They do fundraisers. People take it upon themselves to do fundraisers. On their website, you can see how people from around the world make their own fundraisers, and it's really fun. Mm-hmm. And we were going to plan to do one, but, you know, the pandemic, and also we forgot a little. So blame it on the pandemic. No. Well, anyway.
We interviewed in that episode Carlos Carrion Crespo, and he works with UN Water. So that's the United Nations, right? Mm-hmm. Just to be sure. Yeah, he works with the United Nations Water, and that's who we interviewed about, like, you know, how important all of that is.
He gives a great rundown about all of that. So go listen.
Yeah. Especially if you like accents, because he's got a Spanish accent from Spain.
Does he? Did he? I don't remember that part. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
I mean, it's not like super pronounced, but like, I liked it.
Cool. Well, in honor of World Toilet Day 2020, we interviewed a plumber. Mm-hmm. We thought, what's it like to, like, just day in the life, take me through a day of what it's like to be a toilet man. I mean, that's what we think, right? When we think plumber,
yeah,
like,
we
fix
do.
My toilet. There's something going on under the sink in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, but turns out there's a lot more to that.
It is so much more.
There's levels. There's depth.
Mm-hmm. Just shitting around.
Nah. No puns intended.
I intended mine.
We interviewed Job Banda, who just so happens to be our relation. Mm-hmm. And he's our very lovely cousin that we love so very, very much.
Yeah. Joy.
And we befreed ourselves.
Yes. It was one of those episodes that we did late at night with a bottle of wine. So it is very, laid back. So don't get, you know, don't prepare yourself for something serious now. But it's great. I love the information we got from him.
That's great.
Yeah. It was wonderful. It was fun. It was very fun.
Without further ado, here is our interview.
You missed a great opportunity.
What? I was focusing on
further ado.
I was focusing on how you just, like, prepared everyone to think it was going to be bad.
No. I am lowering their expectations. Carla, this is called the shittiest podcast ever.
Yeah, and that should be expectation setting enough.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Like, and plus, I thought it was a great interview.
I think so, too.
I know, but you don't have to say it wasn't serious, because there were plenty of serious things that happened.
Serious moments, but for the most part, Carla, we just shot the shit.
Okay.
You might have not remembered because you were half a bottle of wine in.
Well, no one was helping
on
me.
On an empty stomach. Well, I didn't want to drink.
And that's McQuay. But then I felt like an alky.
No.
You
weren't How
do you know my stomach was empty? It was not.
Well, your eyes were very droopy, like half a glass in. Okay, now Carla, say it.
Without further ado,
yay,
Joby Banda. It's World Toilet Day on Thursday. Did you know that that was a thing?
No.
I know, right? Like, nobody knows. We found out, like, by accident, apparently last year. I can't believe it's been a whole freaking year.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we're going to do, like, a fundraiser mm-hmm. and stuff. Because World Toilet Day is basically, like,
organization.
An organization that tries to get like toilets basically and bathroom facilities to
clean water
to people that don't have it, which happens to be like a lot of the world. And we just aren't very aware because we live, you know, in a privileged first world country. So that's pretty much what World Toilet Day is. And now that it's a whole freaking year later, we're like, oh, let's do something in honor of that since we didn't like raise any money to help the organization or anything. So we're like, let's interview a plumber. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Someone who sees toilets very, very often.
Maybe. So what we wanted to ask you was like kind of, it can be super loosey-goosey, but mostly we were wondering like
my toilet seat.
Yeah, Sarah's toilet seat is ridiculous. Ya mero me caía when I sat down. It was weird.
No, en serio, I tighten it like almost every week and the, immediately after I sit down, it just like goes to the side. I have like really good abs underneath all my fat just because of all the balancing that I have to do on my toilet.
Balancing act. But yeah, we were going to ask you like, why'd you get into it? How did you get into plumbing? Why plumbing? And then maybe like a day in the life of Joby. Like, what's it like to be you?
As a plumber.
And a person.
Oh, that's true.
That happens to be a plumber. Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course.
You're just saying that. You don't care.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything about your personal life.
I'm just joking.
I'm not. I don't care.
I'm just kidding.
Luckily, like none of our family listens to this podcast, so I can freely say that you are my favorite cousin. Well, you and Nick are like a good tie right there.
Nick,
his brother.
Oh yeah, I was like, there's 1,000 Nicks in this family, so F you. okay, yeah, so yeah.
I think it was yesterday or today, I peed like
gross.
The strongest I've ever peed. I was like, whoa, did I just like rip another hole or something?
Ew.
Like, what? What is happening?
Ew.
Took the paint off the porcelain.
Ew.
I tried washing this thing. Fucking shit stain.
She says her pee. Joby.
You're probably aiming for the shit stain.
Ew.
I wasn't even expecting anything.
You know that guys do that, right? Like,
yeah.
On the toilet.
I
we try to clean it off.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that. Of course not. Why?
Because it's fun. It's like a little game.
Well, that sounds great.
And then when you don't clean it off, like,
you're a failure.
Oh, that's awesome. You gotta ask every man I know.
It's fucking
poo. Is it, do you do that only if it's your poo or like any toilet?
Oh, anything.
Oh, wow.
Anything else.
Anything goes.
A little bit of poo. Whatever that yellow stain is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, Oi, I mean, today, Max did a poo, and when I flushed the toilet, it stuck. It didn't move one little tiny centimeter. I had to push it over with a piece of toilet paper.
You know what doesn't help? He sits, you know, because he sits
backwards on the toilet,
so the poop
that's right.
Ends up, like, higher up on the porcelain.
Yeah, it doesn't go into the tank.
Yeah. On the water.
Not the tank, but, you know, the water, the bowl side.
El charquito.
El charquito.
What do you call that? Is there an official word
El
for
charquito?
Yeah,
what is it called? The part of the toilet bowl that holds the most water. Not the tank, like the back part, but inside the bowl.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah!
Charquito. The puddle?
Yes!
Yeah. Is it like the basin or what?
Chiquito. Let him catch up, man. He didn't even know we were calling it the Chiquito.
That's the trap.
Oh. ¿De veras?
It holds the water so that none of the gases come back into the atmosphere.
Ooh, look at you knowing things. I love it.
What kind of gases? Man. Like the methane? Like from your poop gas?
All the smells, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, like sewer gas. And the smells. Whoa. You don't want to smell that.
Do I?
Well,
know?
Some people. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
sewer gas. That's crazy. Do they pump it in, or it just creates from all the disgustingness?
The chemicals in your poop.
Yeah. Wow. You'll talk to a scientist for that one.
No, well, Joby, you obviously don't listen to the podcast. We are scientists.
We are scientists.
We talk about stuff that we don't know for real.
All right, so Carlo, ask him a question or something.
You ask him a question. Well, I don't Why remember does it always got to be me?
Because you were the one who decided which questions.
Oh, okay. Joby, how did you get into plumbing?
I crouched down and crawled in there.
You butthole.
Okay, that was stupid. You better not put that. You better edit that part.
Okay, Carla, ask it. No, it wasn't. It was hilarious. What? Ask it again.
Joby, how did you get into plumbing?
I'm going to be completely honest about this. When I was like 13, that's when I started getting suspended and getting in trouble. So I thought I was going to have a good time at home, staying at home from school, and nope. I would, you know, my dad would drag my ass to work.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And he's a plumber, right?
Yeah. And I liked it. I ended up liking it, and that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome. Y en echando relajo, what's it like, though, like being there with just mostly what men? Are there any women in plumbing? Like, I've never seen a woman plumber ever.
Now there are a lot.
Gross! I'm just kidding.
but I don't think there were as many back in those days.
Mm-hmm. But really, there are more now?
Yeah, there's a lot of women. Very motivated. I see some more motivated than some of the guys.
Yeah, they probably have to like prove themselves in that field that's been dominated by men for so long.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pretty much anything in construction, though, really.
Yeah.
Trades.
And then how long did it take you to go to school and stuff?
Right out of high school. I tried college. I didn't do so well in college. But then, they told me that they were accepting applications for plumbers.
Okay.
And, in the union, that's when I ended up just switching, completely forgetting about school right now and got into the plumbers.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was just wondering, so the union trained you and everything?
Oh, yeah. It was a very good experience to go through their training, and I wouldn't do it any other way, to tell you the truth. I've seen guys try to get their training, elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Like where? That's what I'm curious. Like, how else would you get trained? Like
trade
school? So basically, you just have to, the state gives you your license as a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you need to have an apprentice, they have to go ahead and, a plumber has to basically sponsor you under their license and train you.
Right. Okay.
So it's basically their responsibility to teach you.
Mm-hmm. So you could be getting...
Do it for 5 years, apprenticeship for 5 years, and then you can go ahead and go take your test. It's either 4 or 5. Okay. I gotta double check. Don't quote me, but it's either 4 or 5.
Apprenticeship for 4 or 5 years? Holy crap. Yeah. That sounds like a doctor having to do their fellowship or something.
Well, there's so much to learn that even after going through all that, you still don't know it all.
You know? I think that's why you guys have to keep doing like the continuing education courses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then things keep changing, like all the green. New green eco-friendly stuff. Yeah. So when you did all you went through a union, does that mean you have to like give them a certain amount of years under that union?
There's all the little bylaws and everything you have to abide by. They do require you to stay a union plumber after you journey out.
Okay.
For a few years and then,
Okay, but it's not like crazy, like 50 years of
shackles. Or like Scientology, billion-year contract.
Sign your life away.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be so scary.
But most guys don't. Everybody has their opinions of whether it's better to go union or not. But
yeah, that's like a big thing.
At the end of the day, the proof is in the pudding, I guess.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it kind of really depends on what your goals are too. You know, if you
exactly.
Yeah.
So like, if you're a motherfucker, you're non-union, and JK, JK, peace.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Weak-ass motherfuckers.
Weak-ass motherfuckers.
I'm kidding. That's super. That's super cool. And then, so there's no turning back then. Like, why? Like, you've got a career now. That's...
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, what does, like, a day in the life of a Joby plumber look like?
Well, there's two seasons. There's, you know, I guess we're in the field that I'm at. Because mm-hmm. there's, like I said, there's endless amounts of, there's, for example, there's service plumbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which you never know what you're going to get, you know.
Yeah. We call them the Forrest Gump plumbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Carla. That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
I know, she's
kidding. I'm supposed to think of those things. Yeah.
I know, you do. You usually, you are so, like, you're so witty and quick on your head. On your head. On your, on your
That's
toes.
What Erica said.
Ooh.
Sorry, Erica, that was disrespectful.
Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, so there's, the service plumbers, and then what else?
And then you got the guys that do construction, new remodels, just construction. And those guys, basically, they're going to a job the same place every day until the job is completed. Mm-hmm. Then they go to the next one.
Okay.
There's guys that do both. House plumbers for hospitals, house plumbers for colleges, house plumbers, just a bunch of different stuff, you know.
I always forget about that. Like, like, you know, in college, I never even thought about it. Like, all the plumbers that had to keep all of those toilets, like, in good working condition. Otherwise, are you kidding me? Like, that's a lot of waste.
Yeah.
And then they have, and then, for example, any facilities like that, they have the house plumber, which he'll do, you know, plumbing up to a certain point, and then after that, after it gets too big, then they gotta sub it out to a company, you know. But
I had no idea. Yeah. I was just like, call a plumber.
Yeah, I know. And then I remember an era of my plumbing career where I was doing nothing but construction, and you know, people come up to you and, oh, well, your job's gonna suck. All you do is deal with shit all day. I'm like, no.
I love it.
My job is awesome, actually. That is not what, you know. Yeah,
that's
but
the
then
poor
you say guy. That, you say, no, I don't, you know. And then, like, the next call would be like, hey, can you help out to the toilet? And it's probably like, then you're thinking of that guy. And you're like, fuck this guy.
Look what you did to me. You sent poop at me.
Oh, man. So then is that what my dad does?
He does construction? The more like the contracting construction. Yeah, that stuff. Which we've been trying to tell him to open up more of a service side of it, you know? It's like, because so many people from this, you know, from our area call, and we're like, we have to be like, oh, you know, we don't do that.
Because people don't know that there's different kinds of plumbers.
See,
that's it. So you kind of do understand that, you know, there's different kinds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't do that. So, no, people are like, oh, I don't get it. And they're frustrated because it's usually like some kind of emergency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my faucet won't start running.
But I feel like
the thing I like where I'm at, you know, it's just, I do both.
Yeah.
So it gets to the point sometimes where you're just like, God damn, you know. You know, like when there's kids playing on the other side of the fence and you got your whatever toy you've been playing with for years, and you, like, look over, but you're, like, looking at them like, damn, I wonder what it's like to be over there.
Yeah, yep, definitely.
That's kind of how it is sometimes, too, you know?
The grass is greener on the other
side. New construction, and then you hear about all these service jobs, like, the exciting ones, you know? Like, oh, you know, was freaking flooding, like three stories, and blah blah blah, 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 you know. And then you're just like, what? You're just listening to the story, like, damn it, I wish I could have been there.
Like, that sounds exciting to you.
Yeah, because you have to like problem solve and stuff, yeah. You know.
So you like the diagnosis part of it.
See, that's what I like about. That's a really good thing I like about services. You know,
diagnostics,
it's a challenge. And, yeah, you know,
you get to use your brain.
Yeah.
Not that you don't otherwise.
Well, no, you use your brain a lot on the other side too.
Right. That is, not that you don't. Yeah,
Carla, you need your brain.
That's why I said, shut your fucking mouth. Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, not only like an emergency or just any kind of situation that like a customer might be having, but then also like in the the big construction stuff, like when you're putting whole new bathroom and piping systems together, you have to like measure and make sure you got the right angles of this and that, and you have to think of like,
don't crisscross your lines.
All the yeah, exactly, and all the like you have to think too of what else is going to go in those walls. You know, like you have to leave room for the electrician to put in all their wiring and all that, right?
Yep, and you know your drains always have to have the slope, you know, the pitch. So you have to plan ahead.
Oh my God! See, so whoa!
If there's things in the way, uh-huh. You know, you can't go that way. You gotta find another way. And, you know, yeah. it's a lot to the process.
That's
and now cool. You know, they change the code all the time. So
really,
you know, you gotta figure it out a new way sometimes, and it just.
That sounds like a pain in the ass.
You get so used to one way, and then all of a sudden, yeah. You know, little things in the code that change, you gotta.
Wow.
Yeah. Update. Oh my gosh. A little brain update.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. Actualiza. My dad used to have a copy of the code, of the plumber's code or whatever, the blue code or whatever the hell it's called, by the toilet, and he would like catch up on his codes when during doing his shits.
Well, he takes long enough, he could read three books.
I think he just loved plumbing way too much. Why was it by the toilet?
Ew.
Gross.
4-inch
pipes.
Ah. Oh, it's so gross, Joey. No.
Moving on up.
I'm just kidding.
We know.
Watch next. You're going to be like laying in bed thinking about like, I wonder.
I gotta put my fucking code book by the toilet.
Oh,
so gross.
So like, okay, so take us through your day, like a normal day for you. You wake up at 5, 6, 7, 4.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I wake up 4:30 and I just can't go back to bed just from being used to it. That's okay, because, you know, I like getting ready slowly and, you know, not rushing.
Yeah, that's true.
Not rushing like Putin.
See, I like it. Oh!
You didn't get
it. I just got
it. Oh my God. Wow. Her face was the realization was,
It was amazing. I even forgot what I was going to say, but it's probably not even important.
Shaniqua?
You're stupid.
But, anyway. So, yeah.
You wake up early.
Get up. And then, I don't know. I usually just plan the day before, so, you know, I already know where I'm going.
Okay.
Go to my job and go to town, whether it's the remodel, new construction, or a service job, you know.
And this is just one company? Like, through the company that you work for?
Yes.
Oh, cool. So, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Do they send you, like, a choice of what to pick from? Or do they just kind of, like, put you on a, like, where you're going? They just tell you where you're going. They email you or text you, be like, hey, you're doing this tomorrow.
Yeah, basically, you know, there's a bunch of jobs and it all depends on, you know, who gets done with what first and, you know, the scheduling or who's been there before that knows the place better, that'll be more efficient for them to fix whatever problem there is.
And who schedules you to go to those places?
They usually got, you know, main service manager in the office, and they're basically in charge of scheduling. Customers call the office, they schedule, and that's how they move their pieces of the puzzle. That's basically what they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I like it.
Cool. So you get up at 4:30. You take an hour to get ready.
I don't always get up at 4:30. You know, sometimes you can't get to the job till 8. So
nice.
Oh, okay.
So what the fudge is Manny doing?
That's because he works in like places where there's not people already living there too. You know, or
yeah, if there's nobody living on a job, you know, or you're just doing a new construction, then
you could get
you want to start it early so you can leave early. Mm-hmm. You know, avoid traffic.
Yeah.
When do you go to the bathroom then? Like, do you have a morning poo? Or, like, is that just kind of, like, in the afternoon and you're, like, in the middle of work and you're like, oh, man, I'm installing this toilet. It's not ready yet and I got to go.
It's funny we're talking about this because it's usually, like, right before I have to get to work.
Yep, yep.
You know, on the job. So that's always a challenge, you know. It's because it could be a job site where it's going to be cold as hell in the port-a-john.
Oh, no.
Or hot as hell.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. Or dirty. Yeah.
Ew, yeah.
I always skip those, you know, but whatever.
Just hold it
but
in.
That's a challenge on a job site. Or at a customer's house is the worst.
Really?
Why? You have to, like...
It's their house.
Drive by. Drive by shit. Better not let them catch you, because, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. That's right. They probably wouldn't like it. I mean, I would understand.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
You know, it's like, I know you're not just like pooping for the joy of it.
Or you're just testing it out. Got to test out the my work.
Oh my God. I was texting with Joby and Nick, your brother.
Yeah.
Remember when we were texting like not too long ago about like who gets to like poop first? Do plumbers ever like... like just because they want to be proud and be like, I'm the first person to sit on this toilet or to
weird like
poop
a
in this
murderer
toilet.
Taking away a trophy.
Yeah, kind of like But then I was like, but what
you
if
take the bragging rights?
What if the person who like the people who sell the toilets, like they all when they are packing like all their product in the stores, they're like, I'm gonna put my butt cheeks on this because I want to be the first person to do
okay,
it.
Okay, time
but,
out.
No, but then you take it further to the manufacturer who makes the toilet seats. They rub it on their butt so that they're
they're
very
making
first
them with their ass cheeks.
Butt cheeks.
This is not. We need to stop because what the frig? What the? I'll wait. You just wait. Oh, man. Well, you can always blame the shit smell on the fact that it's a, you know, you're doing the plumbing and something burst a little bit.
It's
the poo.
And you took a poo.
So you get to your job. Are you usually like by yourself or are there other plumbers? Like how
I
many?
Found it.
Yeah, are you one of those Mexicans that's like four Mexicans in a truck?
Oh, he's found the thread.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay,
Sarah.
Good. Yeah,
Sarah's a culprit.
You bitch!
What?
She sent us a picture that said,
"Oh, that's what it
plumber."
Means.
I've somehow managed to unclog the toilet. Card declines and the plumber's still gonna shoot me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I sent them a meme. It was a picture of a plumber that said to the customer, I've just finished installing your toilet, and then their credit card declines, and so the plumber's on the toilet like pooping in it to like clog it up again because he wasn't getting paid.
What's the difference between like a plumber and the people who do the sewer and water? Are those
plumbers
not plumber?
Are usually inside the building. Technically, you know, they stub out of the building 5 feet, and then from there, sewer and water takes over.
So they're not technically plumbers?
There's laws. There should be one licensed plumber to, you know, to oversee everything. it's usually a crew of, you know, a few laborers, an operator, and a plumber.
Yeah, the operators are usually on the little cars or the little dump trucks or crane thingies, the diggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The backhoes. Backhoes, thank you. I was doing the hand thing, but no one could see it.
Yeah, Tommy's like, yeah, you idiot. Backhoe.
Hey, when you were doing it, were you turning to?
No.
No. No, I wasn't. I was just, I was doing my hand like a little paw, like a claw, like digging.
She was. Oh, man.
God. That's awesome.
Okay, so, are you by yourself when you're working, or are there, like, more people? Some, like, other plumbers, like, or just does it depend on the size of the job?
Yeah, it depends on the job. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Depends on what there is to do.
So if you get there super early, what does that make it? Like lunches at 10 a.m. or what? I'm very interested in your food.
Yeah, that's what Carla's only important thing is. Like, what do you eat?
And okay. When and how?
That's so funny you bring that up because remember you were asking me what got me into it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The only thing that I was looking forward to was the lunch.
You're not the only one, Joby. That's a lot of different professions.
That was the best part of the day. And we used to, you know,
my heart.
We used to go out and get, like, tacos and, you know, just a bunch of good food. And so I was like, hey, awesome.
Okay.
I'll go to work for the food.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what everyone
was bullshitting, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just looking forward to the fuck the weekend.
Yeah.
Give me lunch.
Give me my food.
Give me lunch.
That's funny.
It's really true though. That would be like the best part whenever I would go with my dad to work. He'd take me every once in a while, like on the weekends, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
To do the side jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, I wonder what's going to be for breakfast for lunch today. It's going to be so exciting. I just know we're going to go to a great place. Because even if it was like just like a little hole in the wall Mexican restaurant, they were usually so good. Aunque fuera, even if it was just the food truck, like when they come over, it's just so exciting. You know, you get to pick. It's like there's a store on wheels. Like this is just so cool.
¿Qué vas a querer?
You get freaking churros? Yeah. Oh, that's the best line. ¿Qué vas a querer? Oh.
Yeah, you see that like silver.
And that was one of the biggest motivations for me.
Wow, that's amazing. Like,
all right. We're all definitely related.
Yeah, we are. So you know, if you don't take like a sandwich with you, then you just like eat at a food truck or a restaurant or something.
Yeah, it depends where I'm at. Yeah, I usually go to, you know, there's like a McDonald's on every corner now.
Yeah. There has been for a while.
But, you know, you usually try to find the best place. Or...
Cool. So you had some lunch.
What's after lunch? It's another poop.
Is it just kind of like downhill from there?
Sometimes.
Oh, man.
You know?
Like, if you're like out there working like by yourself, is there somebody there like can you just take as long as you want on your break? Or like who's there telling you to get back to work, you know? Like, do you just kind of do it because you know you got to get your shit done?
Honestly, it ends up like with more experience, you end up knowing how much time certain jobs take.
Mm.
You're like, you know how to manage. And then also it depends on everyone's work ethic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys don't even stop for a break. They just want to get it done and get it over with.
Wow.
You know, some guys know how long it takes and know they have, you know, a day to finish a job, and you just know with experience how long you can take and get away with. Or
yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's up to the person really. If you want to take an hour lunch, if they have the time to complete the job, it's all about how much time you have to complete the job, basically.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
A lot of times, you know, you got a bunch of little ones, and you just eat on the road. You don't really take a break per se. You just finish a job, and in between jobs you eat. It's always different. It's always different.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
On construction jobs, they usually take your half-hour lunch, and then that's it. The rest of the day, you know, usually around anywhere between 9 and 10.
Wow.
You take it. Most guys take it around that time. There's always that picky guy, you know, foreman that, no, we're taking it at 12. And, you know,
yeah, been up like since 4:30, motherfucker.
Yeah. I've lived two lives by now.
Oh, my God.
That's the type of guy that, hey, good morning. What's so damn good about it?
It sounds like my neighbor Randy if he was like pissed that day.
Grumpy asses.
Hey, Joby, do you like work with a bunch of like old Chicago guys? Like, hey, I don't know. What do they say?
That's exactly what they say. Hey.
I want a hot dog.
No, that's Jersey.
Da Bears.
See all kinds of guys. Everyone from all over the place.
So, like, what are people talking about on the job? Like, are people singing when they work? Like, what are you thinking about? Like,
freaking Snow White.
Do you think, okay, I'm going to put this pipe here and then I'm going to do the Allen wrench? And then, or are you like singing? Or do you have earbuds in? Like,
yeah, who gets to pick the music if you listen to music?
I guess it depends. What company, what contractor you're working for. Nowadays, it's all about safety. You can't listen to music because it's a distraction.
Oh, wow. Oh, that sucks. That would ruin everything for me.
Yep. But then there's the one in a million, not one in a million, but there is the far few in between jobs where they're not really strict on that. You know, it's not a huge company with a lot of liability. So you, yeah.
Tell me which ones, I'll call OSHA.
You know, it used to be fun. It was doing the houses. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun because, you know, everyone was there having a good time, getting the job done.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You put the music as loud as you can. Like, yeah. You know what I would love about that? And this might sound like a little creepy to some people, but I would just love to see how each house is decorated.
What?
I don't know why I love seeing like some people pick like really cool colors for their kitchen, or be like, oh my God, why were they thinking of like bright red for their living room? This is disgusting or something, you know?
Yeah, you see a lot of different
taste,
designs, I guess you would call them. Mm-hmm. Different mindsets and personalities.
About what kind of time do you like end up leaving work?
You know, anywhere between 2 and 3:30.
Oh wow, that's pretty early.
That's average.
Well, yeah, if you're there since, you know, 7, 8, 9. You know.
I mean, some people do that and they still don't come home until 8 o'clock at night. So,
well, some people ain't Joby. Okay, so what else?
That's another thing too. You know, that's a regular schedule for like a construction guy.
Mm-hmm.
You start 6 to 2, 6:30 to 2:30. You know, that's your day.
Yeah.
A service guy, you don't know. You don't know what time you're going to finish.
That's true. Yeah, because like, then you can like be called like after hours, kind of, I guess, what you would say.
Yeah. There's those times you pull in your driveway and then your phone rings.
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Hey, you got to go over here.
Hey, Joby, so do you have the choice to be like, hell no, I'm home. Like,
But sometimes, when you know they have on call, when you're on call, you know that if you get called, you're the guy that has to go.
Oh, okay,
and that's why they have their schedules, their calendars. So you kind of just got to bite the bullet and go.
Yeah,
if you know that's what you had a plan for, you know.
Yeah. That's true, that's true.
Yeah, well, that helps. So, yeah. If you know that you can expect that, totally.
Oh, that would be the worst if you're just, like, getting in your warm jammies, like, slipping bed. You know, you just lifted up the covers and put one leg in. And...
You know Joby doesn't wear jammies.
Rolling over towards your wife. Phone starts ringing.
No, I'm just kidding. Motherfucker.
She's over there, thank God. I'll be able to walk tomorrow.
Wrong.
I love that you took it there.
You know he takes it there. Oh, pues. Do you guys go on call for like overnight too?
Yeah, when you're on call, it's
anytime. I guess that makes sense because an emergency can happen at any time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But that's, you know, a lot of times it's far in between. It's rare, but it does happen. Actually, this Saturday, that I was freaking working till 1 in the morning.
Ooh.
Whoa.
¿Qué pasó, yeah. Dinos?
Chisme.
You don't want to know.
Wow.
I was at a hospital.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, that sounds so sad already. And I don't even know what happened.
Well, there's their drains backed up for the COVID rooms.
Oh, shit.
Literally.
So it was nasty.
Oh, no. My God, Joby. Do you have to go in there with, like, all that, like, super duper,
like, COVID protection? Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, it was. So that's what makes it hard. You freaking can't breathe.
Yeah.
You're sweating your ass off because it's all, like, bodysuit.
My God.
Know? Yeah.
So you can only work for, like, little increments.
Whoa.
Then you gotta get out, freaking get, you know, take that shit off so you can breathe for a little bit.
Yeah, fresh air.
Then go back. It's just,
oh my God.
And is it just, made it like 20 times harder.
Oh my God. Yeah. Was it just you or are you there with like some other guy that was on call?
No, like in that situation, you gotta have a partner.
Yeah. Yes, wow. Yeah. When in case.
Because if I die, you die too.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're putting that in. That's going to be the main clip. If I die, you die too, motherfucker.
Well, hey. Like, that's right. How is everything going with, like, with COVID? It sounds like you're still working, like, normal.
They're deemed essential. Plumbers are deemed essential. That's why my dad only, when this the whole shutdown thing happened, they only shut it down for a week. And then they were like, we're back. We need you.
Our toilets.
Yeah, we never even shut down. It's just
wow. Yeah.
Well, remember
that's the thing too. We do deal with a lot of hospitals.
Really?
Oh, okay.
You can't stop that.
Yeah.
I was actually doing a lot. You know. Everyone's doing is everyone needs. There's actually a shortage in hands-free faucets.
Really? Ooh. Yeah. Because nobody wants to touch that shit.
Sensor faucets, they gotta, and then also they're eliminating the usage of drinking fountains. Everybody's going and installing bottle fillers instead.
Oh yeah. Like at the airport. I love those things.
Love them so much.
Prefer them a lot.
Yeah, they're really nice.
They're fast.
Yeah.
They don't spill. That's great.
People that don't have them, like public places or basically schools and places like that, they can't use a drinking fountain, but they have to by law have some place to have drinking water. So they're going to have to sell bottle fillers.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's cool. I'm looking forward to that in public areas once we can meander on those again.
Once you find one.
Yeah.
You'll be.
Then they'll all be learning. You'll be able to drink water again.
Yeah. Hey, do you ever, when you're driving around towns or Chicago or whatever with your kids, are you ever like, hey, I worked on that house?
Yeah.
That's a must.
Yeah. I was going to ask about the kids.
You can't be a construction guy and not do that.
It's like bragging. Yeah, you bragging rights.
And they don't hear you. Nobody ever hears you.
You just
swallow it.
No, I'm just kidding. No. You're breaking our hearts.
Show me a picture. Next time, just take a picture, and I'll be like, yeah, good job, Joe.
Can you hear me? Is anybody listening to me?
Aww. I still remember the houses my dad worked
in. We already passed it.
The moment comes.
Do I do nothing to you?
We passed it. Well, I remember why? The houses my dad.
Why did your dad do that to you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. For
years, yep. I know what gas stations he worked at, what buildings, the CA development ones, like in Chicago.
Yeah. All those houses I can't afford. Yep. It was so cool, like to see some of the cool places he would work at, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my god. These places are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I could never live in any of them. Well, maybe
not
someday.
With that attitude.
I said maybe someday. Shut up. Okay. So does Erica and do the kids know what you do? Like what you really do? That you're a prostitute. I'm kidding. Yeah. No, seriously, have you taken any of them with you to work at ever? Like before COVID-y?
No. Put him to work. I think he's still too young to really.
You know. I agree. He's still kind of young. He probably wouldn't really know what the heck. I don't know. Maybe he could bring you tools. Like we used to bring tools to my dad.
Like,
dame el este, el qué, el este. Pues cuál.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And then it's your fault that you don't know what it's called.
Oh, or he'd have me he used to have me sort the little angle, the angular,
The fittings.
The fittings.
The elbow and the T.
Oh my god, it was so stressful. Like, it was fun because I would just go into my own world and pretend they were something else. And it was picking flowers in a field or something.
You're such a dork.
I am such a dork. But then I would do it wrong and he gets so pissed. at the end of it.
That's a 45-degree
I know,
elbow.
That's what it was. Yeah. ¿Ves esto? ¿Ves esto? Oh my god, okay. They look the same to me.
They're both smiley faces.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, buckets. Clink.
Yeah.
Clink. Clink. paint buckets. Mm-hmm. That's where he would have all his stuff. Yeah, oh, cool. So then you come home, and then what?
No, that's a good question. How do you unwind when you come home from work?
Do you kick off your boots? Kind of like Gaston when he comes in, barges into Belle's house, and he's like, imagine this. A bunch of kids. And he's got holes in his socks and stuff.
Well, I come in, she takes my coat off.
She's like, daddy's home.
Undoes my laces.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, in my house, it's usually not a real unwind, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. For reference, Joby has three boys. And very active. Yeah, very active. Well, I mean, they're boys. They have so much energy.
There's
and
a lot of testosterone in that house.
Mm-hmm. And then two dogs. Two awesome freaking dogs.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Target dog.
Yeah, it's a busy house. So.
Have you fallen asleep eating your dinner?
No, not that bad. Not
that bad. Remember that one time you punched me in the face because I woke you up?
We will always remember.
I will never not bring that up.
So you know my unwind.
Well, yeah, you fall asleep so sabroso.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have a bonfire.
He lets go. He lets go. He just lets loose.
It was fun.
It was
so relaxing.
The fire crackling, crackle, everyone laughing crackle. Around you. Ha-ha. You know, just like weedy 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 weedy.
Yeah.
Weedy 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 weedy.
So where do you see your career going with the plumbing? Is there anything you kind of want to achieve, or is it like? This is good. Let's ride this till the next thing happens.
Yeah.
So your kids.
Yeah, it's very unpredictable.
Do you have plans of having your own company or anything like that, or are you leaving your future open in case you ever change careers down the road or something, or become an inspector?
Because
some plumbers after a long time then they become the inspection guys.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess there's definitely options. I guess it'll be a process. I'm going to try one thing and if that doesn't work, I'll definitely be able to fall back on other things. You know, yeah, like you said, yeah. Obviously, the smart thing would be to have my own business. You know, if that ever falls through, then I fall back on something like an inspector.
Yeah, that's true.
But definitely.
I know, I want to fall back on an inspector. Myself,
gross.
You know, busted my back till retirement. We know way too many plumbers that have been broken before their retirement. So, I don't look forward to that part. So, I am trying to find different options.
Yeah, totally, Joey.
But the experience is great, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, even now, you still don't know everything.
Right.
There's just so much to learn that you never stop learning. But doesn't mean you have to break your back forever.
Right. what are like some of your absolutely favorite parts about being a plumber?
Definitely the problem solving.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems to solve in different situations, and you won't believe the best is when you know somebody hires somebody that's not a plumber.
Oh.
And they mess things up so bad.
Royally.
That even you're scratching your head.
What did they do?
What the heck is going on? Yeah.
What were they thinking?
Is it Roto-Rooter? Exactly. It's Roto-Rooter, isn't it?
So once you figure it out, you're like, okay, well.
Who do people hire that aren't plumbers to fix something like that?
A handyman, a general handyman.
There's a lot of guys out there that say they know plumbing, and not everybody knows exactly, you know, how a plumbing license works and what you have to go through to become a licensed plumber. So a lot of people don't know exactly what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody tells them that they know plumbing, they're going to hire them because they're cheap.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
take it at face value.
That happens all the time. I see it all the time.
You got to invest in a licensed plumber.
Because usually you get what you pay for.
And then there's also those asshole plumbers who will go into somebody's house and they will try to sell them everything and anything they can think of just to rip them off.
That sucks.
And they make a bad name for everybody else.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of like mechanics.
So people don't trust anybody. Mm-hmm. They don't trust any of their plumbers. So because of guys like that. So that's... Mm-hmm. That's another little barrier we gotta break through sometimes is, you know, show people that the truth, and even then they don't believe it. It's all about the price, you know.
Like,
they'll obviously try to trust a guy with the cheapest price first, and then unfortunately they end up paying double at the end.
Yep.
Yeah, they learn the hard way, but that, you know.
And speaking of the hard way.
Learn.
Oh, sorry. Oh no, that's not where I was going. Not the gross way. I meant like
I was there too.
Whoops.
I am away.
I mean, so now my next question was gonna be, what is some of like, do you have any horror stories or like really gross or just like horrific things that you've seen?
You know what the worst thing is? The kitchens.
Commercial kitchens.
You know, they all have to have a grease trap.
The grease traps.
That's where all the kitchen drains go to this grease trap first, and this grease trap separates the grease from the water so that you don't flush it down the drain.
Okay.
Well, that smell is worse than shit.
Really?
It is disgusting.
Oh man, I want to smell this.
It's food, basically food that's like,
oh, gross,
being rotted away right there in the grease. You know?
Ew! Oh, this does sound disgusting.
That is nasty.
Ew.
So yeah, there's been times where you gotta go rot as sewer because they didn't clean the grease trap and all the grease went down the drain. And
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
Whoa. In the meantime, let me ask you, hey, who has to clean the grease traps? The actual restaurant owners, or do they have to, like, have a plumber come every time that they need to clean it, or a grease trap cleaner?
Well, yeah, it's the restaurant owner's responsibility. So whether they want to do it themselves, if it's, you know, a small grease trap, depends on what size it is, too.
Okay.
If it's a small one where they can clean it out, then they usually do it. Mm-hmm. Or some people that are fortunate enough hire a plumbing company to come clean it.
Yeah.
But once it's a big one, like it's like a big commercial kitchen. That,
like if you work at Fogo de Chao?
Grease trap. They usually hire, you know, a Vactor company. To those big trucks. Have you ever seen those big vacuum trucks? Yeah.
Yes.
They just come suck it out, clean it up.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds cool, but also disgusting.
Yeah. Would not have guessed that's gross, this part.
Oh, I got my story.
Ooh, okay. Spill it. Spill that grease trash.
Okay.
It was a Saturday. You want to go take care of a quick job? You know, easy, right? Easy job. I got called in to a job where they said that the sewer was backed up. They said all of a sudden the water went down in one area, but it didn't go down in another area, and it just hasn't. So anyway, I went to go check it out.
Yeah.
And what it was is in the school, they had the big kitchen, you know, by the lunchroom and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kitchen underneath was a crawl space. It was in a basement. So it was a crawl space. And there was a hatch to get in there.
Okay.
You know, right in the middle of where you pay to buy your food or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they opened it, and it was like, you look down there, and the floor looked like it was alive.
Oh, oh my God, that sounds creepy. What the hell? Was it flooded?
Was it worms?
So, yeah, it had flooded like about 2 feet.
Oh.
And what was down there was... It was a mixture of grease, you know, so thick white stuff on the surface.
Okay.
Maggots.
And then maggots.
No.
And then some roaches about the size of, like, I don't know.
Oh my God, this is disgusting.
sometimes there'd be roaches the size of, like, a phone, like a small phone.
Nope. Nope, open that real hard.
Like a razor phone. Nokia. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I imagine going down into this crossroads where you have to walk crouching, you know, it's dark, no lights.
Yeah.
And then once you turn on the lights, you know where you're looking at.
No! God, Joby. Did you have to wear those, like, those big rubber things, like the big rubber overalls that pretty much go to, like, your neck?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't go down there without that stuff because it was just too much. But anyway, we threw a couple pumps down there to get the water level down. And you waited, you know, to get in there. Oh. Always got to go in with a partner because you never know what could happen.
Yeah, one of those maggots can just eat you alive.
So what had happened is there's all the floor drains, right? Mm-hmm. All the floor sinks and drains where everything you basically could mop into. And all the little tables drain into, you know, because of code, you know. You got to have those.
Oh, right, yeah.
But those are embedded in concrete, so those don't move.
Right.
But then the piping underneath is the piping, and the way to connect them is just use those rubber couplings, you know. But basically, it's two smooth surfaces, one from the drain. It's got a smooth surface, and then the pipe's got a smooth surface. So if you connect those two with a rubber coupling... You know,
that's awesome.
Years later, if the sewer fills up, it gets heavy, and then they didn't have as many hangers as per code on the pipe.
What's a hanger?
So a hanger is the, you know, you anchor it to the concrete, mm-hmm. and then that's basically holds the pipe up. Mm-hmm. You know, it carries the pipe.
Oh my god! Yeah.
You know, so if you don't have a lot of those hangers, and then the pipe fills up with water, then it gets heavy, and then you have those connections that are, you know, not sufficient. Those, basically, those connections aren't made to hold the pipe up. The hangers are supposed to make, you know, hold right. the pipe up.
Oh my goodness.
But that whole combination made for a bad day for school, you know, and for me.
Oh my god, how many times did you have to shower? Yeah.
Joby, do they pay you extra when the job is super gross?
Unfortunately not.
That's a good question. That'd be like, I'm going to an extra $100 a minute every time I see per maggot.
Yeah. Like, have you ever gone to a job and been like, nope, and like walked away?
Yeah, I thought about it, you know.
What would happen if you just noped that?
Yeah, that would definitely be one that I'd be like, I'm not going down there. Nope.
Well, that's what it is. Then you know, basically.
Then you don't have a job.
Your customer. It's up to your customer whether he calls you back or not. Next time. What? You know.
He said it's up to your customer if they call you back. You know, because then they won't want to hire you again.
Well, he could be like, send some other guy. I'm not doing this.
Well, you do. I mean, I guess the customer ends up paying more because now you don't go down there without the protective equipment, so mm-hmm. obviously you have to get that first. And
yes,
you know, that I guess you protect yourself, but it's kind of the same job. End up paying more in the long run, but it's not like you're charging extra, you're just charging to protect yourself and mm-hmm. be able to get the job done. And obviously, it takes longer, so. You know.
Exactly, because then you can come back and you can be healthy to work for them again.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So that was a nasty one.
Oh my god, that is disgusting. Epic.
Yeah, epically disgusting.
The school shall remain anonymous, even though you will tell us when we stop recording. I'm kidding. That's great. Well, you can, but whoa, mm-hmm. cool.
Oh my gosh, Joby, that was awesome. Thank you so much for all of your for all of your input and your stories and for talking to us.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
And we miss you so much.
Miss you so much.
I don't mean to.
Thanks for joining us. See you on another episode of
Potty Mouth Poopcast.
Have a shitty week.